exceptional needs payments, who's entitled to them? How do they go about acquiring them?
Well, it's a humanitarian assistance scheme that we've launched. Is probably not the right word, but it's a direct response, obviously, to the crisis in Donegal for the last number of days. And the local minister, Joe McHugh, made contact with me yesterday morning and said that we needed to do something and to do it proactively. So through our Buncrana and our Ballybuffet intro offices, people can apply for essential needs payments, and that might just be for clothes, or as Greg has suggested, maybe for short-term accommodation. It could be for household items that need to be replaced, and in some cases it could be for structural repairs, but maybe not in all cases. So, but like, each case is different, but what we wanted to do was to establish very quickly and hopefully effectively to respond to the stresses that you can hear. And actually it was very difficult for me to listen to Jared and the neighbour there, because they're in sheer and blind panic. So actually I think we probably need to step up and proactively go to the communities. Now, I know
because they feel alone, they feel vulnerable. What happened is yesterday, and I don't mean this badly, but this is what the perception is. The ministers came into the area, lights flash, camera action, the whole lot. They left, the cameras left, and Jared standing out there with his neighbours, sick children up to their knees in raw sewage. Yeah. No one there at all now.
Well, I for that reason, Greg, I specifically didn't get in my car and run up, because I didn't want it to be viewed that all I was doing was coming up to go ooh and ah and isn't it awful. And we spent yesterday working on the establishment of this assistance scheme and putting in place the responses from the Buncrana and the Ballybuffet team and our local community welfare office staff. And that was far more important for me, to establish that with the department staff locally working with the teams. Mm. Now maybe the mistake is that we launched a notice yesterday for people to make contact with the offices in Buncrana and Ballybuffet. Maybe I need to get the staff out and mingling and going directly to the people. But the premise of the idea of the establishment of the scheme is to recognise the stress that people are under through completely no fault of their own, and to provide the immediate assistance that's needed through essential needs payments for stuff that they need today and tomorrow.
What does that cover again? Sorry, Minister. I know you mentioned, but they're listening. So I want, you're speaking to the people, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, thank you. And I genuinely mean that. Thank you for this opportunity. It's not prescriptive. It can be anything and everything that's needed essentially in the immediate terms. And so obviously from somebody's perspective today that's been put out of their house, they mightn't have clean clothes, they mightn't have stuff to wash. Like, whatever it happens to be, essential needs are going to be provided for. And then you get to the next level of maybe there's household items that have been severely damaged that need to be replaced in cases where the damage isn't too bad. And then you get to the top level of the scheme for the neighbours that you've just spoken to, obviously where there will be structural repairs required. And in some cases, obviously, we would pay for those. But it isn't prescriptive, and it will be different for each individual case. And so that's why we need to speak and obviously meet and talk to the people and find out what their needs are.
So in Jared's case, say, for instance, they've been offered bed and breakfasts for 5 nights. Now, obviously, that might be the process, so we'll put that to one side. But a bed and breakfast isn't suitable. They've got a daughter who's type 1 diabetes. They need a fridge and that type of stuff. Now,
they do, of course.
We're going into the realm of we'd be relying on the goodwill of the B&B owner. Do you know that sort of way? This wouldn't be the state caring for the people.
Right, in fairness, Greg, you know, the offer of the 5 days is an immediate response. It's not a long-term response. And you heard what Jared said. He's not going to get back into his house until maybe next year. So he's not going to stay in a bed and breakfast. And I say that with my fingers crossed until next year, particularly given that he has a small daughter who has special needs. But it's an immediate response. The same way as providing somebody with clothes today if they don't have clothes is an immediate response. It's not a long-term response. And that's why the lead department, which is the Department of the Environment and Planning and Housing, needs to coordinate with the interagencies, which are the OPW, my department to provide the money, because that's all we do, and the local authority to make sure that we come up with an immediate and a medium-term plan for the individual needs of the people who've been affected, as well as obviously the structural deficits that have been caused by the floods, like the bridge and stuff like that. So this is only an immediate response.
Yeah.
So I know it's easy to probably criticise the 5-day bed and breakfast, but it was to give him the short-term peace of mind that he has somewhere to go tonight.
I'm looking at pictures of his fridge here, where they would have kept the medicine for his daughter, and it's full of raw sewage.
I know. I don't want to criticise it. Whoever told those people to go into their houses and take out the stuff from the stuff, do not go near the house.
That's scary, isn't it, Minister? I mean, who is giving this advice? Why is a skip being delivered to this Clearly, there's a public health issue. Why is a skip being delivered to... Who is protecting these people? Who is liaising with them and looking after them? And as I say, the ministers were there yesterday. They've left, and I'm not having a go at them, but this is what we do. It's this reactional, knee-jerk, camera-flash politics. And where are the people to support these families who are crapping themselves? And I'm sorry to be crude, but they are scared because they've nowhere to go, and they're being told a skip's coming in to fill it.
Okay, but that's why, and again, I don't know, and I'm not going to bear the responsibility for somebody else's advice, and maybe it was well-meaning. Maybe somebody on the ground decided that if you could save stuff from your house, or I don't know. But anyway, it's wrong.
Okay, so fair enough, Minister, fair enough.
My perspective is that you do not go into an area that has raw sewage in it. But okay, let me come back and tell you, what we spent time in the department yesterday doing, at the bequest of Minister Joe McHugh, was to establish this scheme that isn't going anywhere. It isn't coming up and taking photographs. It's an essential need. Needs, household items, and in some cases a structural repairs fund to affect, you know, and to replenish the damage that have been done to these people's families. And we're not going anywhere. The local staff in the intro offices in Buncrana, in Ballybuffet, my local community welfare offices are on the ground, and I will up that measurement arising from listening to Gerard Dare and his neighbours.
But
we're not
that.
Going anywhere. And this crisis is not going to be fixed in a day or two. Please God, it might be for some people, but for in the main, the people who are affected and are damaged, it is going to take weeks and months, and we're not going anywhere. That's what the Department of Social Protection is here for.
How quickly are these payments issued? And I think the difficulty in pinning it down is it's very broad, isn't it, Minister? And, you know, it covers a lot of stuff, which is a positive thing in a way, you know.
Yeah, but Greg, it's immediate. So as soon as, if you came to my department today, if you came to Ballybuffet or Buncrana today, and you said you need X and it's costing Y, you will get that today. Now, obviously, stuff like structural repairs and buying of fridges and stuff might take a few days, right? But that's what we're there for. The staff are local, they're local Donegal people, they're there on the ground and they're not going anywhere.
Is this for everyone, or would it be for only people in receipt of social welfare payments, people are asking?
It is for everybody, but the likes of structural repairs are means tested, obviously. Okay, but we will take each individual family and case on a case by case basis and deal with them. But the purpose of establishing the scheme is to help. It's not looking for kudos, it's not looking for photo opportunities, it's to help the real stresses that are there in the communities that were recognised by Joe McHugh yesterday when he rang and he asked me to set up this fund, and that's exactly what we did in response to this crisis.
Okay, and we do appreciate you coming on, Minister, and your candour and frankness and honest approach, which that sounds patronising, not intended.
No, but I hear you. But Greg, keep in touch, because I would be interested to see the photographs that Jared would send you in. So
they're horrible. They're horrible. Just one last thing. You said that maybe you need to look at the people on the end of phones, and maybe there needs to be some interaction on the ground. Obviously, you can't make any guarantees in that regard, but is that something you're going to be looking at?
It's what I'll do next. Now, actually, I am aware that our community welfare officers are on the ground, but maybe just given listening to the stress in the voices, you know, just makes me want to do a bit more. So I'll make phone calls, and if we need to deploy more people, then that's no problem. That's what we will do. We're here to help. The money is here to try and relieve some of the stresses that those families are going through at the moment, and to find, as I said, an interagency medium and long-term plan, because whilst money might kick in the next couple of days and pay for short-term essentials, they're not going to put those people back in their houses next week.
Okay.
So we need to plan to sit down with the local authorities, with the Department of the Environment and Planning and Housing, and my department, and find out how we're going to fix these people. Problem.